And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this beautiful but cold Friday morning. And joining me in studio today, we do have Gary and Charles Skank from Skank Insurance. Guys, good morning. How are you doing today?
We're doing great, Kyle. We're glad to be here. We are enjoying this fall weather. We're really having some nice weather.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
The scripture I want to share this morning is from Matthew 11:28. It says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And Kyle, I want to tell you that I have experienced that in my own life. We are to trust God one day at a time and for our needs for today. And when we do that, He will give us rest and we won't be worried and stressed out about a bunch of stuff. So I am thankful for His promises this morning, and that He has everything under control.
Absolutely, and that is such an excellent reminder in a conflicting time in our nation. So we want to thank you for that verse there. And Charles, good morning. It's good to see you guys again. And how can our listeners connect with you?
Good morning, Kyle. We are at 2801 West Main, Suite A in Independence, in the old Kmart building or the Cornerstone Plaza. You can connect with us on the internet at ins4unow.com, ins4unow.com. We can also find us on Facebook, or you can call our office. So the simplest way is 620-331-8800, and we'd love to connect with you.
All right, guys. Well, it's very obvious from the past, weeks that you, ever since you guys have been on here, it's obvious that you care about your clients and their needs. And I myself am definitely impressed with the care and detail that you give each client. So for those listening and are in need of help, whether it be Medicare, life insurance, or retirement needs, and give them, of course, you want to give them a call at 620-331-8800, and I guarantee you will not be disappointed. And before the show this morning, Gary and Charles, they told me that they wanted to approach the show differently than they have in the past. Today, they want to answer 10 of the most common questions that people ask about Medicare, and I'm going to go ahead and ask those questions. Of course, the experts are here, and they will answer it. And the first question is for Charles. And Charles, well, how do I sign up for Medicare?
All right. That's a good question. If you are turning 65 and receiving Social Security benefits, you will automatically be enrolled in Medicare Part A and Part B. Now, if you are turning 65 and you're not receiving Social Security benefits, you will automatically be enrolled in Part A. And Part B is something that you will have to manually sign up for. And if you're receiving employer coverage when you turn 65, it's not an automatic that you need Part B. I've seen people that have Part A and Part B and employer coverage, and that's double coverage. It's an unnecessary layer of coverage. You either need Part B or employer coverage, but you don't need them both. If you have both, you're just paying extra money that you don't need to pay. So you could also get on Medicare when you get on disability and you receive disability for 24 months.
So you only need one or the other, correct? Part A or Part B, right? Do you need both?
You need Part A and Part B.
Okay. That's right. Just making sure I heard that right.
So you don't need Part B if you still have employer coverage.
Okay.
Off employer coverage, then you'll get Part B.
Okay, so most definitely do that. So we'll get it over to Gary here. And good morning, Gary. Again, it's been a while since we've seen you. And I do want to ask you the next question that has been a frequently asked question. When do I sign up for Medicare?
Okay. We're kind of overlapping here this morning. If you're working and you have 20 or more people at your job site or on your group insurance, you have a choice of getting Part B or not getting Part B. And the truth of it is, all this is, there's no really cut and dried answer. And the best thing you can do is call us, tell us what's going on as far as your group coverage at work. How many, if you have a small group, it's different than a large group. And it depends on the cost of your group coverage at work versus the cost of what Medicare is going to cost you. And so each person's situation is unique, and we can help you decide. Now, you may be listening here today, and you may be working for a large firm and have Part A and Part B and have their group insurance. Well, if you plan on continuing to work there, you can get off of Part B and save at least $144 a month and not have any penalties. But every situation is unique, and we can help you with that. That's the best I can say. So the best thing to do is call 620-331-8800, 331-8800, and we can help you decide what has to happen there for you.
And, of course, you know, like you said, every case is unique. Charles, how much will Medicare cost me? But, again, everybody's a little bit unique. It's going to be a little bit different for everybody, correct?
Yeah, that's a good caveat there. If you get on Part A, there's no cost for Part A as long as you or your spouse has worked 40 quarters in your lifetime. Then for Part B, the premium is generally $144.60 per person. Now, if certain high income brackets, I've seen Part B is be over $400 a month, but that generally a couple has to be making over $187,000, almost $190,000 for that to kick in. So for most people, it's $144.60. Now, if your income is low enough, sometimes that Part B premium, that $144.60, can be taken care of with some extra help that's out there. But your income has to be well under $1,000 a month in order to qualify for that, your household income.
Right. And so, again, we're asking about the most frequently asked questions. So we're going to go bounce it back to Gary. And what are the differences between Medigap plans and Medicare Advantage plans?
That's a good question. And I had two couples in my office yesterday trying to understand this. And when you have Medicare A and B and you have a Medicare supplement, Medicare is primary, meaning that they are going to pay first, and then the supplement is going to pay second. We call that original Medicare. Original Medicare. About two-thirds of the population that are on Medicare are on Medicare and on a Medicare supplement. What you're seeing on TV, that they call it an all-in-one plan with dental, hearing, and vision benefits, is a Medicare Advantage plan. Sometimes I call them a Medicare disadvantage plan because what happens when you sign up for a Medicare Advantage plan, you're choosing a private company to give you your Medicare benefits. So when you have a Medicare Advantage plan, Medicare is not responsible for any of your bills. And just in the last 10 days, a guy we worked with had a Medicare supplement and a Medicare Advantage plan, and the Medicare supplement wasn't any good because Medicare wasn't paying anything. And so the difference is if you get a Medicare Advantage plan or TV plan, you're choosing a private company to provide your Medicare benefits. And there's networks. Most of the time there's networks, so you can't go to any doctor. With plain original Medicare and a Medicare supplement, 97% of the providers out there are Medicare, they take Medicare, and you can go to those. But on a Medicare Advantage plan, you're tied into networks, and you're tied into higher out-of-pocket costs for medical expenses.
You can go to some doctors, you just can't go to 97% like with Medicare supplement.
If you had cancer and wanted to go to Houston or Mayo Clinic or whatever, you could go, but it would cost you more money. Mm-hmm. It would cost you more money.
So basically the one that you see on TV, like you said, it's a disadvantage plan. That's not really Medicare per se, correct?
Or it's called a Medicare replacement plan. Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of clients that are on them, so it's not like we are against them, but the way they're portrayed on TV, it's like they're the be-all, end-all.
Right. And then, so what we're going to do, we're gonna have more questions, but we do need to take a break. But a lot of great questions that have been coming up. So we'll go ahead and take a short break. We'll be back with Gary and Charles Skank of Skank Insurance LLC. Before we get to that break, though, Charles, how can our listeners get a hold of you?
We're still at 2801 West Main, Suite A in Independence, in the old Kmart building on the Cornerstone Plaza. Find us on the internet at INS4U now. Find us on Facebook. Also call us 620-331-8800. We're doing Medicare reviews coming up for annual election time. And we can run your drug plan. We can make sure you're on the best drug plan, the best Medicare supplement for you. And if you're on Advantage plan, we can shop that and make sure it's the best one for you as well.
All right, so let's go ahead and take this break right now. When we come back, we'll have more of Gary and Charles Skank of Skank Insurance LLC. I'm your host, Kyle High. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. It's Ask the Experts. And welcome back to Ask the Experts right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Friday morning. I hope everybody is doing well. Again, we're back with Gary and Charles Skank, and we're going to get right back to the questions. And welcome back, gentlemen. So before the break, we were answering the 10 most common questions about Medicare, and let's jump back into it. Charles, what is an MSA?
An MSA is a new type of Advantage plan, and it's one that Dad and I feel better about than what you see on TV, the TV plan. You won't see this one advertised on TV, but it's MSA stands for Medical Savings Account. And if you've heard of an HSA, a health savings account, you know maybe how this works. But MSA is Medicare's version of an HSA, and there's no networks with an MSA. But the most unbelievable part about this plan is when you sign up for it, on January the 1st, they give you a deposit. They actually give you money, and this money belongs to you. And if you die, that money goes to your beneficiaries. It's truly your money. And it's designated to be used for medical expense. And so let's pretend that they give you, no, let's just say $2,000, and or $2,100, and the deductible is $5,100, and so the first $2,100 is in your pocket that they've given you. There's the gap there of $3,000 or so that's on you, but after that there's no more bills for the rest of the year in that calendar year. And so if you're generally healthy, and if you have some reserve, if $3,000 is going to break you, this might not be best for you. But if you have some reserve, and if you're generally healthy, this can be a winner of a plan. It's zero premium. There's no charge to be on this plan. Like I said, there's no networks. 97% of doctors in the nation will accept this plan. And every January the 1st, you're going to get another deposit, regardless of how much you've spent previously. So it's possible in 13 months, if you have a 13 good months, you could have, $4,200 accumulated in my example. And over time, that money can grow. You can have your deductible covered, and it's costing you zero. I would also say, if you're paying $250 a month for your Medicare supplement, with this plan, you pay zero. You have $2,000 that they give you that's in your pocket. Take that savings from not paying your Medicare supplement, and you're home free. You've got your deductible covered, and you're good to go. So an MSA is something that's coming on strong this year. They're very attractive. I really don't see a lot of downsides to them with the no networks. And with the zero premium, it's almost too good to be true, but it truly exists, and we've been talking to our clients about it.
Charles, I had two couples in the office yesterday. One couple was paying right at $7,000 a year for their Medicare supplements. The other one was paying a little more than that per year. Well, if you, instead of paying that to the insurance company, if they will save that money and use this medical savings account, they will spend less money even if they hit the maximum and have to pay the full deductible. And so it is a win-win situation. And the beauty of it is that you're still paying the lower Medicare-approved amount. So they give you a debit card to access the funds that they give you. And after they run your medical charges through Medicare, they're reduced to the Medicare-approved amount, and you pay the lower amount for those charges, and you have a debit card to access those funds. It's a win-win situation for lots and lots of people.
Absolutely, definitely sounds like it. So, Gary, we'll go ahead and keep it with you for this next question, though. Is what would you say is the best Medigap company?
Well, there isn't one. Again, your situation is unique, and what may be best for your neighbor or what may be best for your spouse may not be the best one for you. I had a lady earlier this week said, I want you to price this coverage for my husband using the same company that I have. And I said, why do you want me to use the same company you've got? I said, well, I really like that company. Well, that company is a good company, but you know, what's great about these Medicare supplements is that they are standardized by law. And so if you have Plan F, it's Plan F no matter what company it is. You may have a company name with a color in it. You may have a company name, whatever the name is. Plan F is Plan F. Plan G is Plan G. They're identical. They're totally identical in benefits. What you're shopping for is price. And the other thing I would say about Medicare supplements is there's almost totally zero problems as far as the claims process and the service work and all that stuff. There's hardly any problems with any company as far as service work. So the best Medigap company for you may be different than what it is for your spouse, but we will help you figure that out. And your situation's unique. Call us 620-331-8800 and we will help you. 620-331-8800.
All right. So some great advice there. We'll move it back to Charles as we are asking the 10 most common questions that you guys get. Where can I use my Medigap plan?
And that's what's great about a Medigap plan. Medicare, when you're on one, Medicare is primary. So Medicare is sort of like the engine on the train. It goes first. And the Medigap plan is like the car. It follows behind wherever the engine goes. And so some people will ask me, they say, now, is this Medicare supplement going to be accepted by my doctor? Well, as long as your doctor accepts Medicare, your Medigap plan will be accepted. So there's no networks associated with a Medicare supplement whatsoever. You can use it wherever Medicare is accepted.
All right. So there we go. Pretty simple on that as we move back to Gary. So when can I change my Medigap plan?
And there's a lot of confusion about that, Kyle, because of the annual election period or annual enrollment period for drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans. A lot of people think they can't change their supplement except at that same time frame, but that isn't true. You can apply for a new Medicare supplement anytime you want to. Now, a Medicare supplement has to be underwritten. If you're not new to Medicare, if you've been on Medicare for a few months, we have to go through underwriting. We have to ask health questions. But we can apply for a new Medicare supplement for you at any time. And the other thing I want to say is that we're very cautious and very careful to help people to get qualified for a new plan before we cancel their old plan. And we don't want them to have overlapping coverage and be paying double, and we don't want them to have a gap in coverage. So we're very careful about that to keep people so they're seamlessly covered and not having overlaps. But you can apply for a Medicare supplement plan at any time.
And we'll move back to Charles here for the last question. And I guess the question is probably asked quite often, obviously, is how do you get paid?
That's a good question, Kyle. And sometimes people say, okay, are you trying to maybe steer me a certain direction to get me to get this so you get paid more? And the truth is, we get paid basically the same no matter which plan you choose. And so we want to help you get what's comfortable for you. We want to, because it's no one right answer. There's no cookie cutter answer for everybody. So we get paid by the companies that we deal with, but you don't pay us a fee. We just had somebody yesterday, they say, now I've taken your time, how much do I owe you? And you don't owe me anything. We just help you sign up for what you feel best with, and then we go forward. So there's no charge.
And the other thing I want to point out is that, you know, you might get a phone call or you might be tempted to call the guy on the TV or the number on the TV, but you're going to pay it's going to be the same exact benefits. And in other words, you can work with us and have personalized eyeball-to-eyeball service if that's what you want. And it's not going to cost you any more than going online and enrolling or going with somebody over the phone. And so there's no extra charge for working with us at all. It's the very same price, very same pricing structure.
A lot of times people really like it because they say, I want to deal with somebody local. I want to deal with somebody I can go in and talk to.
And see face-to-face, yep. Basically.
Yeah, right. And that's where we're at.
When they have trouble, they
appreciate that.
Yeah.
They can come back and, hey, guys, I'm having a little trouble here. Can you help me out here?
Yeah. So,
the guy on the 800 number is long gone and is nowhere around.
Exactly. And he's usually the guy that you see on TV is just an actor anyway for the most part. So it's not the person you're dealing with. And you guys definitely give great personalized service. Well, guys, we're pretty much out of time for today. So, again, a lot of great questions. And, Charles, how can our listeners connect with you before we get out of here for today?
We're at 2801 West Main, Suite A, in the old Kmart building. You can contact us on the internet at ins4unow.com, or you can call us 620-331-8800. And in closing, annual election time is October the 15th, and we have a coffee mug. It's a campfire coffee mug for whoever calls in, sets a time to review your Medicare. No pressure, no obligation. We look at your choices. We tell you what we'd recommend. If you like it, you can go forward. And if you want to stay put, you're fine to do that as well. But you'll get a free coffee mug. Take that and enjoy it. And we have that available for whoever sets up a review.
And with the weather starting to get a little bit cooler, it's nice to have that extra mug for some coffee or maybe some hot cocoa as
right,
well.
Right, sure.
All right, guys, that's going to be it for us today. This has been Ask the Experts. We'll talk to Gary and Charles again next Friday at around 8:15 p.m. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF Open Line coming up right after this, right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. And remember,
we know Medicare.